Good morning and welcome to Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Podcast. In today's episode, we'll be discussing self-awareness, knowing your boundaries, and feeling your well. As we dive into the soul of our beingness, we learn to connect through our energies and taking the external and shutting it off, to listen to what is being said within our own bodies. I know in the beginning of my own journey through connecting with my authenticity, I was lost and confused at the emptiness that pervaded my being. I looked at my life externally, saying I had much to be grateful for. Why is it that I feel a hole and emptiness, numbness that is not being filled? No one is born with a dry well. It is our birthright to experience life and all of its glorious riches. We need to open our hearts and to be the sovereign beings we are. Opening our hearts to joy, sadness, and awe. This is our constant companion on this plane, this planet, to feel whole and alive. It would be a disservice not to be truthful to yourself by knowing yourself. This is our response to pain, the pain body that each of us carry from internalizing the external. Keeping our hearts open to experience life through the pain instead of shutting down and going numb. It will take an honest, full commitment to learn to fill your well. I coined the term of umbrella. It encompasses many, many feelings: rejection, vulnerability, loss, fear, anxiety, and the list goes on. Learning to bring your thoughts so a mindset of learning, growing, and being able to soften in the present will help. I will give you a few examples. Have a commitment to meditating or just to slow your breath, to go within and have that internal dialogue. Approach it with the intention of what it is that you're seeking. Be open, breathe into what it is that comes, feel it. Your body does talk to you, your soul does talk to you. Learning is never the same, it changes according to the moment, so be open to whatever your internal being is talking to you about. Please look at the intention and the motivation in this phase. Only you can show up for you. Second step you can do is socialize with the intention to share your world with your family, friends, and loved ones. And in doing this, you create a connection and a true beginning of where you are and where you stand. It's a matter of taking, giving, and receiving. Another way to raise your vibration and to become aware of yourself, your being, your body, your soul, is dancing. Music is probably one of the best ways to raise your vibration. It's an opening within your crown chakra, which is at the top of your head, for allowing positive energy to fill your being. Dance is freeing, an aspect of allowing the body to experience what is held within. Want to give it outlet to the restless energy and bring joy. Nature is another way to come within your being and to be by yourself, but you're not with yourself. It's allowing all that internal and external energy to combine for you to feel grounded. Spirituality is the most comforting of the mind, not religion in a sense, an awakening of a meaningful personal relationship to spirit, divine, source, the universe. Each of us has a connection through this way, the wisdom and comfort, just as each of us breathe. Example to feel this place, put your hand on your heart. Feel the blood pumping through your heart. Feel the breath that you take. Stay there in that moment. Place your other hand on your abdomen and just be. Breathe deeply. Be still in that moment. Just mindfully, not with your mind, but with your body, experience the light source of oh that's always surrounding you. This is connecting and bringing you and your awareness to comfort and let you know you are never alone. contribution, serving others, is in the direct balance with the purpose we are all here to do, and that is to serve. Finding that giving of oneself to assist others is rewarding and fulfilling. To set all intentions to serve without condition is filling your well. Attending to your mind, body, and spirit through writing, prayer, meditation, dance, music, and creativity helps create a healthy lifestyle and brings you into balance. Ask yourself, what is it that is depleting your energy and your well? Not with your mind, but with your body and your soul. Write it down, journal it, so you know where to go and how to handle it. What are your practices to increase the flow in your being? Connecting with yourself, with the oneness with all. Where in your life are you stuck? Where do you feel your pain? What color is your pain? Talk to your body. Ask it. What can you do that will assist you in healing of yourself? On this journey today, what you have learned about yourself, what practices are you going to apply to change your self-awareness to be in balanced, better version of you? Not knowing or healing these aspects of self are limiting and draining. Fatigue, anxiety, not focusing, unhealthy, relationships, unhappy, no joy. I know in these times, things are hard, the holiday season. Again, we're asked to do things that feel so uncomfortable. But in the uncomfortable, that's when the action takes place. That's when bright, great ideas begin to flow through you. Go more towards the positive. What can you do? Not what you can't do. All of these is just one, isn't one of these that can derail you from your day, your week, your month, or your life. It's up to you to decide where you want to be. Do you want to be a human doing, or do you want to be a human being? I learned that where your focus goes, that's where your energy flows. So think of that. If you're constantly focusing on the external and what you don't have, then that's pretty much what you're going to feel every single day. But if you focus on what you can do, and just think of how much more productive your day will be. I know it's easier to hide within the walls within yourself and not experience the good because the bad is constantly in your face with the media. But it's up to you. You have the control what comes into your life and what goes out of your life. You can turn that TV set off. So when you don't take care, you don't take time out, and you deplete your reserves, in doing this, you do create illnesses within your body and your being on multiple levels. So take care of you, and I wish that you follow me on this journey of healing and discovering yourself. You can reach me on my Facebook page, Healing with Diane. Send me an invite and I'll be happy to invite you into my page. Or you can reach me at my website, healingwithdiane.net. Stay tuned for more episodes of Healing Thyself. And as always, I wish blessings on your journey. This is Mirror Mirror, the Unapologetic Network. Signing off. Have a blessed day.